Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing in 2 Samuel, 17th chapter, looking at the life of David. And in the previous episode, we left off with verse 14. So let me start there today. It says this, "Then Absalom and all the men of Israel said, 'The counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For the Lord has had ordained to thwart the good counsel of Ahithophel, so that the Lord might bring calamity on Absalom.'" This one verse right here actually gives us a lot of insight into the thing. So Absalom and all the men of Israel were seeking counsel. They had come in. They had come into Jerusalem. David and all the people had left. Just a remnant was left behind. And Absalom asked Ahithophel, "Okay, what should I do? What do you advise?" And he gave him advice about some stuff. Well, then he sought wisdom in a multitude of counselors. He sought Hushai, his counsel. And remember, Hushai was the plant of David. David had told him to go back and to give counsel that would countermand the counsel of Ahithophel. Here, the Lord tells us why. He says, "For the Lord had ordained to thwart the good counsel of Ahithophel." So the Lord calls what Ahithophel had said to be good counsel. And he had told him, said, "Hey, you need to go catch David right now while they're tired, while they're in a place where they are vulnerable and can be caught." And the Lord knew that that might work. Okay, that's good counsel. But he wanted to thwart it. And so Hushai spoke these words. But he had another agenda, a greater agenda of this, God did, so that the Lord might bring calamity on Absalom. This was just the beginning of what the Lord was doing to bring calamity upon Absalom. Now, verse 15. "Then Hushai said to Zadok and Abiathar, the priest." Remember the two priests that the Lord, that David had sent back? They had come out with the Ark of the Covenant. He says, "No, go back, go back." So they're working with David too. And he said to them, "This is what Ahithophel counseled Absalom and the elders of Israel. And this is what I've counseled." So Hushai told them what had happened. Then he says this, verse 16, "Now therefore, send quickly and tell David, saying, 'Do not spend the night at the fords of the wilderness, but by all means cross over, or else the king and all the people who are with him will be destroyed.'" Notice how he calls David the king. And he's telling him, you need to get across the river. That's it. You don't wait on this side of the river. You need to cross it today. Go all the way. Now, watch what happens. Verse 17. "Now, Jonathan and Ahimaaz were staying at En-Rogel, and a maidservant would go and tell them, and they would go and tell King David, for they could not be seen entering the city." So we see more than a little hint right here of the intrigue that was involved with all this, of how dangerous this was. And so we see Hushai telling the two priests, and remember what David had told them, the two priests were to send their sons to King David. Well, the sons couldn't stay in Jerusalem or everybody would have known what was going on. So the sons were staying in another place. They would send a maidservant from the priest to the sons with a message. The maidservant would go and tell them, and then they would get up and go tell King David. They could not be seen going back and forth in the city. Verse 18. But, yeah, you knew that was coming. "But a lad did see them and told Absalom." So let me stop right there. So a lad did see them. Okay. So a young boy saw them. And he told the king. Well, that's some pretty straightforward access right there, isn't it? So that lets us know that the word had gone out and that people knew, if you see something, then say something, right? Is that not the phrase of the day? Nothing's changed. And so this young boy did. Well, when they find out about it, verse 18 continuing, "So the two of them departed quickly and came to the house of a man in Bahurim, who had a well in his courtyard, and they went down into it." So when they found out that the boy had reported to Absalom, apparently Absalom was sending people to chase after them, they take off. They arrive in this town, there's a guy, there's a house where they were, came to that had a well in his courtyard. They go and they go down into the well. Verse 19. And the woman of the household apparently, the woman took a covering and spread it over the well's mouth and scattered grain on it so that nothing was known. So she's covering it up, making it look like that is something where they would be threshing grain and all this kind of stuff. Verse 20, then Absalom's servants came to the woman at the house and said, "Where are Ahimaaz and Jonathan?" And the woman said to them, "They have crossed the brook of water." And when they searched and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. So, you know, sometimes when you read the scripture, you see instances like this and think, well, did they just lie to cover themselves? Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe. You know, if somebody's trying to kill you and you provide disinformation to them to protect yourself and others, that's not a lie in the sense of deceiving somebody for a gain, for personal goals and things like that. Yeah, it's a gain to keep living. But if the enemy is lying and you can provide disinformation to send them down a different path, that's what was going on here, okay? And there's also a thing, they're down in a well, which would have had water in a manner of speaking. They are crossing the brook of water. But watch what happens next, verse 21. It came about after they had departed that they came up out of the well and went and told King David. And they said to David, "Arise and cross over the water quickly, for thus Ahithophel has counseled against you." Now David, verse 22, then David and all the people who were with him arose and crossed the Jordan. And by dawn, not even one remained who had not crossed the Jordan. So they spent all night. They got up, they crossed the Jordan, and they were safe on the other side, or as safe as they could be for the moment. In other words, they would not be attacked in the middle of the night and have a river behind them and have to defend themselves right there with their back against a river. As I said, this was a very intense time. Much chicanery and intrigue. How intense was it? Well, I think the next verse, actually the next two verses, give us some insight. Verse 23. Now, when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his donkey and arose and went to his home, to his city. And he set his house in order, and he strangled himself. Thus he died and was buried in the grave of his father. That is how intense all this was. That Ahithophel, when he saw that his counsel wasn't taken. In other words, they decided to go with somebody else's advice. And I don't think this was just some little petulant fit that he was throwing. You know, he said, "I'm going to go out and hang myself," which is effectively what he did. But he probably saw the handwriting on the wall right here that he would not have the same power that he'd had with David. And also the fact that he knew that his counsel was correct, and this is what they should have done. And since they're refusing to do it, that he's going to die either way he goes, because eventually David is going to get him. But notice how meticulously he did it. When he saw that his counsel wasn't followed, he saddled his horse, his donkey. He arose. He went to his home, to his city where he lived. He set his house in order, took care of everything, and then strangled himself. Thus he died and was buried in the grave of his father. These were intense times. Folks, we live in days that are quite similar, that are only going to grow in intensity. Are you ready? Again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all next episode.